This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The CDC recommends everyone who got the Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months ago to get a booster shot. In Colorado, that's primarily frontline healthcare workers and people over 65. The state has set up community vaccination sites in Aurora, Littleton, and Colorado Springs. People who received the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines will have to wait to get a booster. Nearly 4% of adults in Colorado have already received a booster shot so far. About 39,000 COVID-19 tests can be administered each day in Colorado, but the supply of tests far outweighs demand. Emily Trevante directs the state laboratory. She says she's scaled up capacity.
We're currently averaging 8,930 tests per day at these sites, or over 60,000 tests per week. We are well within our current testing capacity. We're only using about 27% of the capacity that's currently available statewide.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the state was only able to perform about 160 tests per day. Capacity has continued to increase, including in schools, thanks to federal aid. The state has shipped more than 70,000 rapid at-home COVID-19 tests to Coloradans. President Biden has nominated Cole Finnegan to become Colorado's top federal prosecutor. Finnegan is a longtime Democratic ally and aide who works as a senior partner at a global law firm. He previously worked for Governor Roy Romer and as a city attorney in Denver. Finnegan will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. This is CPR and KRCC. We are now seeing rain across much of the state. Colorado Springs will have showers into the evening and possibly all the way through Saturday night. Denver can expect some rain tonight, but it should calm down by the morning. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for supporting CPR however you choose to.